Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger. I'm here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. This is our first ever entire episode is being filmed.
Whoa!
Episode. Do I have a glare on me? I can't see.
Don't ask me. I can't see that far.
So we decided to start a YouTube. Well, I did. I told my mom. I decided it and then told you.
You did. You're so bossy lately.
I was trying to think of ways to expand the podcast, so we have started a YouTube channel. You can just listen to it like you normally have, but if you also want to see our faces, we have a YouTube channel, All Things Internet Podcast. What are you doing? Now she's going to do things. She's going to be weird because there's a camera on her. She got used to just having the microphone.
Sound, yeah.
And that was fine. And now she's being all weird. Oh, hold on. Okay. My volume was up a lot. But now you guys can see like what Blaze does throughout the whole episodes. Right now he's attacking my dad. My dad is also here. There's usually people in the room or dogs and whatnot. So if you want to check us out, you can. Or if you don't, then we will move on to other subjects. Ready?
Moving on.
Also, I try to look up holidays for today. And today there's like almost no holidays. Usually there's like 20 holidays. And today it was just being a kid day. And that was like it.
Okay.
No, it's also almonds in milk chocolate day.
Almonds in milk chocolate. Oh, no. Oh, you ruined it.
Because I saw the same thing. I was like, almonds, oh, it's better in dark chocolate. Yes, dark chocolate's better. But I was like, they got so specific because it could have just been nuts and chocolate or almonds and chocolate. But they had to go with the milk chocolate, which ruins it.
Ruins it for me. Not everybody else, but me.
Yeah. So, all right. So, personal info of the day. I went to my high school reunion yesterday, which was 2 days ago. Yeah, today, on Saturday. Oh, my God, big stretch. Sorry. I should have had coffee. Oh, I got shitty pain in my back. I should have had coffee. I went to my high school reunion yesterday. That was weird.
Was it weird? Is it 10 years?
Yeah, 10 years. That was really weird. At first, like, it was terrible planning wise, like no one knew what was going on, and the girl trying to put it on was like gave people the power to give opinions, which you can't do. Like she was at first, she was great. She was like, it's this date at this location, and everyone was like, yes ma'am. And then she was like, what do you guys think? And then it blew up. Everyone just had their freaking opinion. But anyway, it worked out. I didn't get to see a lot of people I wanted to see, but I saw a lot of people I kind of wanted to see.
Did you? Oh, I was going to say, I if I went to mine, I wouldn't know anyone.
I know a lot of people. Well, I went with my best friend from high school, her, and then her other good friend from high school, who we realized that her and I never hung out, even though we were both like really good friends with Kelly. Michelle and I never hung out, but it was really weird. But now we're both in Kelly's wedding, so we decided to hang out. And we're friends. I don't know why we didn't hang out beforehand. Do you have those people? Where like, your friend has a friend, and you're both really good friends with your friend, but you two don't hang out. No.
Your friends?
No, a few.
Well, you guys are my friends.
I was asking of personal.
My friends are my children. And Kelly. Yeah.
There you go. So anyway, I went with people I knew.
Good.
And then I knew some people were going to be there. And then I ended up actually just hanging out the whole night with my ex-boyfriend. hung out with Kevin the whole time. We're not going to say last names.
No.
But I hung out with Kevin like the whole night and his wife.
And how was
really
he?
Nice. He was great. He apologized for being like a great human.
What a good guy now.
Seems like he's got his life together now and he's happy, which is fantastic. And he and I just like talked all night. And then I also made some people that weren't in our class, but we're still our friends in high school come.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. And that was it. Me and Michelle were the only two people not drinking. And so by the end of the night, everyone was smashed. So that's my my tip for you. If you ever go to a high school reunion, don't drink. Because at the end of the night, I mean, you might feel uncomfortable at first because like that's why people drink is because they're uncomfortable and they want to loosen up or whatever. Well, we didn't drink, and at the end of the night, everyone was trashed and just word vomiting, telling their deepest, darkest secrets, and me and Michelle are completely sober, being like, ah! So I know who hates their life, who loves their life, who doesn't have friends, who still has friends, who's a douchebag still, who got their life together. I've got all the juicy details because I was completely sober.
There you go.
So, there. That's the tip. That's the tip of life. Also, I was more fun than I thought it would be.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I also, with all of this, found out who was broke, who's still living with their parents. Guys, if you're broke, there's ways to save. And that's going to lead us to our first sponsor for today.
Ooh.
Let's do a sponsor dance.
Sponsor. Sponsor dance. Sponsor.
Okay. Twine. Twine is our first sponsor for today. Twine is an easy way to start saving your money. You save by taking money out of your bank account and putting it into this Twine account, so the temptation to spend that money isn't there. Because if it's not there, you can't spend it. I mean, you still own the money. It's still your money. It's just in a less accessible account. Yes. So you can save with a cash savings account, which is what, you know, just a normal account. Or you can invest in a portfolio customized for you based on your needs. And you can do automatic deposits from your bank account. So you can be like $5 or $20, nice, depending on how much dollars you got every month. Just automatically transfer it. So it's not on you. And it's, well, it is on you, but you don't have to deal with it anymore. It's just out of sight, out of mind. And you can also share a goal with a partner and save together. So you can both be depositing money into this account. Right now, Twine is offering you
that. I'm sure they love that.
Twine is offering you $15 to start helping save for your goals. So go to twine.com/allthingsinternet. When you open your first goal, Twine will add $15 to your account. So start saving now at twine.com/allthingsinternet. That is twine.com/allthingsinternet, name of the show. Go start saving. So when you go to your 10-year high school reunion, you can be one of those people that isn't depressed. Okay, and we're moving on. So the Instagram went down for a bit this week again.
I heard that.
And someone on Twitter pointed out Twitter is the only social media that never goes down. It's reliable, it's consistent, and it's there for you. And that's where you go to find out if there was an earthquake.
That's true.
In Los Angeles.
Because there was.
We had two earthquakes this week. The first one was 6.4, and the second one was 7.2.
7.1? Did they upgrade it? 7.1?
I don't know. I saw it once and thought I memorized it. Why do you think I know things?
7.1.
Have we ever fact-checked anything on this
show? I do on earthquakes.
Yeah. So the first one happened.
5,000 aftershocks. That's crazy.
5,000
aftershocks.
Matt thought the second earthquake was an aftershock. And I was like, no, that was an earthquake. And he didn't believe me when the second one was happening. I was like, we're having an earthquake. And I'm sitting on the couch. He's standing up staring at me. And I was like, we're having an earthquake right now. He's like, no, we're not. I was like, yes, we are. I was like, I'm shaking. He's like, we're not having an earthquake. And so I'm like looking around to see if Blaze is somewhere on the couch panting.
Yes.
I was like,
it's the dog.
Yeah, I was
scratching
like,
its leg.
Like, no, we're having an earthquake. The first one, though, I was in the middle of filming, and by the way, where I am, it wasn't a big
deal. Epicenter was far away.
Everyone was like, I hope you're safe. I was 100% totally fine. Like, you could see in my video, there's like a little lanyard on a water bottle, and it's swaying a little bit. Like, it was just like, it's more of a weird panic moment than an actual...
Is it going to... You freeze and you go, is it going to get worse?
Yes. Because you don't
wait. And you always look at the lights, or you look at something to see it.
Yeah.
Instead of feeling what you feel, you look to go, am I feeling this, or is it really happening?
And then you're like, okay, what do I do? Is it safer outside or under a doorway? I heard that was wrong. Do I go under a desk? I built that desk. I don't trust that desk. So it's a whole thing. But Yeah, the first one I was filming it, so you can see my general, my genuine reaction of, yeah. Oh, it was just me repeating, oh, we're having an earthquake a bunch. But the moment it was still going, I called you.
Yes.
I immediately called you. Like, it was kind of done, and like, it was like, am I still just kind of swaying? You know, when you get off a roller coaster, you don't know if you're still moving or not. I immediately called you, and my dad's side of it's really funny, because all he hears is, oh, how big was it? Are you okay? Where are you? So my dad thought I was in a car accident, but really I called my mom. It's like, we had an earthquake. I'm fine.
I was in Santa Barbara at that time.
Yeah.
I was here for the second big one.
Yeah. So that was really funny.
Yeah.
But it's not that big a deal. So if anyone in the heart of LA is telling you that it was a big deal.
Now, Colleen's experience was a little bit more extreme.
She was on a third story building.
Of an old rinky-dink building. And things were falling off shelves and breaking. And people were screaming. So that intensifies the anxiety. So she had
But there was no damage here in LA. No. Where it actually was, there was damage.
Yeah.
But in LA, was everyone's just like infinity pools were sloshing around.
And yeah, the pool sloshed water out.
I was looking, someone asked me to bring back relatable tweet of the week. And I was looking at them, like just trying to look for some tweet that I'd like to do it from people I don't know, like a complete stranger. Mm-hmm. And I tried to find one, but one person was just making fun of, hey, people in LA, you taking video of your infinity pool sloshing around from the earthquake is not relatable. No,
right.
We don't know what you mean when you say, oh my gosh, you guys know how this feels.
Yeah.
That's all Instagram was. Like, usually it was, you go on Twitter to find out if there was an earthquake. Everyone announces earthquake. Mm-hmm. And then you go on Instagram and it's just a bunch of videos of people's pools sloshing. And you're like, that's cool.
I go on Twitter and then I go on the earthquake website to get the real. I feel it because I want to know, did I feel that? Yeah, I did feel that. And then I go check science.
Well, like, I don't care how big it was because, like, I felt how big it
was. Well, I do because I want to know where it was because I'm going, was that it?
Oh,
was that
yeah.
like a 3-pointer or something? And then you go, oh, gosh, that was a 7-pointer somewhere
what
else.
What was it by the time it got to us?
I have no idea.
Okay. I thought you were looking into things. Guess
no,
not.
No, they just say what it is at the epicenter. They don't say what it is.
Epicenter.
You just feel the ripples.
What a fancy word.
Epicenter. It's the guts where it started.
The core
of it.
All right, so that's all. We were never in any danger.
No.
We know what to do during earthquakes. You get under something or you run out into the middle of something. All right, so there's what?
Run out in the middle of something.
Like, go
unless
in the
tiles
field.
Are falling off the roof, don't run outside.
Okay, I have a flat roof. There are no tiles. I am safe to run out.
You came back in because
the power lines
were
the swaying. First time I was under my patio and I was like, I don't feel safe under this. And so I took my dogs to the middle of the yard. And then the second time the earthquake started happening, so we kind of went back into the same spot, and then Matt looked up and there was a bunch of power lines swaying. He's like, nope, back inside. I was like, oh, okay. Because I did have that in between my living room and my kitchen, there was a wall and we had that taken down, and it really wasn't like up to code having the like beam put in because it was a load bearing wall.
Oh.
The guy did it, like he put in a beam and stuff, but it wasn't through like one of those big companies. It was just like this dude named Mike. And so
Mike did it.
So I was like, I don't think we should like stand under this. So that's all. It's kind of an old house. There's a new challenge going around the internet.
Ooh, let's do it.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait. Let's hear it first.
It's mostly done by celebrities and then now Mexican moms, which I think is hilarious. It's the bottle cap challenge. So what you do is you have at first it looked like it was just a bottle sitting on a table,
mm-hmm.
but now it's clear people are holding the bottle. But you do a kick spin and you just kick off the cap of the bottle.
What's a kick spin?
You like
Rachel.
Spin and kick. You.
Oh, okay. You're talking about you the person kinking.
Yeah. What did you think I was
I
saying?
I don't know, a kick spin bottle thing. I don't know what kids
it's
do with
spin
bottles
the bottle. No.
Nowadays.
You spin and then kick the lid
karate
of the bottle. Not a
chop.
You kick the lid of the bottle off the bottle.
Oh, sure, that's going to happen. How many broken bottles do you go through?
Okay, but that's the whole thing. Is someone's holding it, you've already unscrewed it, so it's just sitting on top of the bottle, and it's just like you just have to like skim
Easy.
It a little bit, and it flings off. So this has been going around, and then Mexican moms started throwing their sandals at the bottle and making that fly off. That was hilarious. And then Mariah Carey decided to top everyone, and she spun the cap of the bottle off by hitting a high note.
Oh, my.
So I think the challenge is done, everybody.
You'd think all her windows in her house would be broken, all her mirrors.
Yeah. I was about to talk about something I have absolutely no knowledge on, and I'm sure I saw it in a TV show, so I thought it was real. So we'll just move on. Did you hear about the huge controversy with Nike and the shoe that they had to pull off for the market?
Yes! It's a flag, right?
The Betsy Ross flag. Yeah. And so they put this shoe out, and then Colin Kaepernick, who works with Nike, was like, hey, that's racist, because that flag is from, like, slavery time. I have to sneeze, but it's not going to come out. It's going to... Oh, no, it's just going to bug me. It's just going to be, like,
stare at the light.
Spicy in stare my nose.
Stare at the light. Stare at the light.
Does that make me sneeze or not make me sneeze?
It makes me sneeze.
I hate when I'm like, oh, I have to sneeze, and then people do things to make it so... Dad, stop laughing at me!
I stare at a bright light, and it makes me sneeze.
No, but I'll be like, I have to sneeze, and, like, then JoJo will scream watermelon at me. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm making it so you don't sneeze. No, I want to sneeze.
It's probably scaring you, her screaming.
Well, yes, but, like, she's doing it so I don't sneeze, but I want to
sneeze. No, I want to get that sneeze
Don't take out. My sneeze from me.
No, because, like, staring at a light makes you sneeze.
I don't know if I believe you.
It works for me. Oh,
Okay.
Never mind.
We can pause. We're going to pause everything.
This is not
Sorry,
live.
We're back. Now we're... No, it's not live. Good. What?
Just making sure.
My mom had a phone call, so I paused everything to see if she needed to answer it. She didn't answer it, but then we got sidetracked, and my dad was like, make sure you talk about the women's soccer team. So, the U.S. women's soccer team won the World Cup.
Yay!
The World Cup today. Yes, women! So, I did see a funny tweet today.
Let's hear it.
For a country that doesn't care about soccer or women, our women's soccer team sure is great. I thought that was pretty funny. All right, back to racism. So, Nike had the shoe, the Betsy Ross flag was on it. Colin Kaepernick was like, yo, bro, that's like slavery times. Let's not celebrate those times. Get that shoe out of my face. So Nike was like, sorry, bro. So they took the shoe off the market. And then, so Arizona had this deal with Nike where they were like, hey, we'll give you $1 million, which is like nothing to either of them, if you build a factory here. So Nike was like, okay, we'll build a factory there if you give us $1 million. So after they pulled the Betsy Ross flag, then the mayor or the governor of Arizona tweeted that he was very disappointed in Nike for pulling a flag that has to do with our country's history, and so he revoked the $1 million deal.
Oh, okay.
So there is drama, you guys. There is some drama over the shoe. If people were offended by it, and they say if they were saying it's racist, then it was racist.
But the people who bought that shoe can sell them for like $2,000 a
piece. Oh, yeah. So now a bunch of racists are boycotting Nike, and I was like, I didn't even know what that flag was. So I will not wave that flag. Also, in other news, along the same line, there was a Starbucks in Tempe, Arizona. Did you read this one?
I did read this one.
Where barista asked a group of cops to leave because they were making customers feel unsafe. And this is, like, people are not seeing the irony here. There's just a bunch of people being like, I'm boycotting Starbucks! Like, how dare you make our men leave? And then I was like, can we talk about how, like, cops' job is to make us
feel safe?
And are we just not going to talk about the bigger picture that now they're making us feel unsafe? And I thought about the fact that I was like, I've never been like, oh, a cop, I feel safe. Like, I definitely respect a lot of cops. I wanted to be a cop. There's definitely a lot of good ones out there. There's also a lot of bad ones. It's a whole mess at the moment.
I've only met good ones.
I've only met good ones. I went on a lot of ride-alongs.
I've known some, and they're very, very nice people.
Yes. We're also white.
We are.
So, but I was like, no one's talking about the irony and the fact that these people that are there to keep us safe are making us feel unsafe. So
what did they fear? Did they fear the cops were going to bother them, or did they feel
probably
that,
I don't know,
oh, troubles around?
No one was reporting
here?
On what the customer felt. They were all just reporting on, like, how dare Starbucks?
Yeah, and I want to know the story behind it.
I do too. And so, and one of the baristas knew the cop by name because there's a regular, and he was just like, he asked the barista, actually said, "Hey, can you just move out of the eye line of this customer, or just leave?"
Right.
So they're feeling unsafe, and so they left. The cops left.
Maybe it was a trigger for that person.
Yeah. So. I don't know. And so Starbucks was like, hey, we have a thing with cops. Like, they get free coffee with us. We'll just look into this. And I just feel like maybe the cops did arrest one of the customers unfairly or treated them unfairly once, or could they had be. A bad incident with cops.
Could be.
We don't know. We but don't I was know. Just like, can we just talk about the fact that, like, they're making us feel unsafe? I don't know. So VidCon is this week. Let's move on to better news.
I'm your guest.
My mom and I will be at VidCon Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I don't think they've announced my Saturday thing yet.
Oh, that's going to be fun, though.
Yeah, I can't tell because people were tweeting me like, I know what you're doing Thursday and Friday, and you keep saying you're going to be there Saturday, but they're not saying what you're doing Saturday. So I don't think it's in concrete detail. I'm excited
about that.
I will say Nike is involved.
Yes, they are.
I am not boycotting Nike or
and
Starbucks.
You will not be wearing those shoes.
What shoes? Betsy Ross black shoes? I
come on,
I was like, these shoes? No, I have. I was about to say what shoes I would be wearing. So, yeah, I will. It's going to be fun. That's
yeah,
all.
A lot of fun.
Thursday's Colleen's Q&A. Friday is my meet and greet. I'm only doing one meet and greet this year, I think. Last year I did two. And that's the whole kit and caboodle. So it'll before be we move on to the game, let's talk about our last sponsor we have today is... Okay. For Hers, it is an easy, convenient way to get your birth control online. So you don't have to go to the doctor to get your pill or start a new pill or whatever. You can do it all online. My mom is just, yeah.
I'm agreeing with
you're
you.
Agreeing
you're
with
saying
me.
The right thing.
My dad is sitting over there agreeing with me as well as I talk about women's birth control options. This is something we should all talk about. Everyone should be knowledgeable on the subject. But if you're approved by one of the many licensed doctors they have, you can get prescribed birth control and it's delivered direct to your door. And they've made it super easy at a low $30 without the need for insurance. So that's great because a lot of people, you know, just can't afford it, but they need to protect themselves because they can't afford a baby either. Mm-hmm. So they gotta afford something.
It costs a lot more than birth control.
So spend that $30 so you don't have to buy, I don't even know how much diapers are. How much are diapers?
$8 the little package.
A little package? Yeah, I feel like maybe it's like $30 for a big package.
You want those big cartons. Okay. Back to birth control.
Sorry. That is enough. Never mind. Everybody is different, though, so they have 10 different well-known birth control options. So if you order now, you get your first month of birth control for just $5 while supplies last and subject to doctor approval. So see the website for full details, but go to forhers.com/Rachel. That is forhers.com/Rachel, my name, to get your first month for only $5. That's way cheaper than diapers.
Way cheaper than diapers.
So get your birth control. Check it out.
Age limit.
Talk to a doctor. You have to be 18 or older.
There you go.
That is a thing. All right. Let's move on to our game. And people, someone requested 20 questions today.
No!
I'm sorry. Someone requested 20 questions.
This is the worst game in the world.
I couldn't not do it to them, Mom. They requested it. Okay. So, right. But now you're being filmed, so
no.
That's going to up the game even more.
All right.
Would you like to do it to me first?
Go. I have an item in my mind.
Is it in this room?
I did not look. If I look now, you'll see my other.
I'll close my eyes.
Do, 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 do,
no. Okay, it's not in this room. Jeez Louise. Do I own one?
I don't know.
Oh, dear God. Do you own one? Oh!
Probably. No, I don't. No.
Is it living?
No.
Can you eat it?
No.
Is it...
Are you counting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you carry it with ease?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so you don't know if I have it. You were grossed out by the fact that maybe you have it. You can't eat it. It's easy to carry. It's not in this room.
It's not living, but at one time it probably was.
Well, that doesn't help.
I thought that's a big clue.
Is it made of wood?
No.
I was trying to think, you know, I don't know. It once was living?
Yes.
And now it is not?
No.
So, wasn't made of wood. It's not made of wood.
No.
What the? Is
Why it, are you looking around? It's not in this room.
I'm trying to get inspiration, such as like paper was once a tree.
You're right. That was once a tree. But no, that's not it.
That wasn't a question.
Okay.
So you just gave me
an
answer.
You've already gotten like 10.
I'm at 7.
Oh, that's baloney.
I'm at
She's
7.
She's like at 25.
All right.
You should be counting to him.
It's easy to carry.
A lot of people have them. I'm not supposed to give you clues.
Yeah, you're just giving me things. That's why I'm only at 7 because you just keep talking. Is it a... It's okay. Well, it's not living.
No.
But it once was living.
Probably, yeah.
Probably. Yes. No, so see, there's this whole probably thing that you're doing.
Well, I have to think about this.
You're confused, right?
Some have and some are and some aren't.
Some have lived and some haven't lived?
Yeah. It'll all come clear when you know what it is.
I don't think it will. Especially since you don't eat it and it's easy to... God.
Don't eat
it. You are really upset about that. And you are also grossed out about you owning one.
Ugh.
But it's easy to...
Yeah.
Do people own it?
Yes.
I'm at 8. Yes, thank you, Dad. People own it, but it's not living. And it's not made of wood or paper.
This is a good one. You're not going to get it. I'm going to win.
Is it on... No, wait, no, because if it's not on us, because it's not in this room, so it's not hair. Hair is dead. It's dead.
It is dead.
Okay. I'm stumped, and I've only asked 8 questions, but I'm trying to think of, like, what I could ask after this. Do we know people who own it?
Yes.
Oh, she was on that.
Yes.
Is it... Oh. Grossed out by it.
I'm totally grossed out by them. Totally.
You're grossed out by them.
Yeah.
Good. I'm thinking those little reptiles in those like clear rocks. But those are for sure living before, so she couldn't have been questioning that. Ugh. Oh, I'm annoyed by you.
See, that's how it feels. No! I hate 20 questions because it's like, could be anything in the whole wide world.
It was once living, so it can't be an electronic.
Tell me when you want help.
No.
Okay.
Are you talking about wool?
No.
Dang it, Dad.
That's a question.
So I got 10 more. It's not in this room. You don't know if I own it. You don't own it. We know people that do own it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to stay like... fur or something, because that doesn't make sense, because well, she could be confused about that, but you're grossed out by... I don't think you'd be grossed out by fur. You would be grossed out by a bearskin rug, but that was for sure living. It wouldn't be so questionable. You can't eat it. You don't want to eat it.
Riveting podcast.
I'm sorry, guys. They don't know what it is either. Dad, do you have any guesses? Ask a question. I'm doing a celeb shot.
Oh, okay. She's doing a reach out question.
Is it made of leather sometimes?
No.
It's not made of leather sometimes. Dad, you ruined my celeb question, my celeb shot.
Now you can ask a parental question.
Oh, parental. Do you have any other ideas? It's a parental guidance. Oh, I'm very upset.
I'm so proud of myself.
You are proud of yourself.
It's usually something in my eyesight.
I know. That's why it's so easy to get it. You like stare at my suitcase the whole time like a child.
When
yes.
You play I Spy.
I'm so good. Is it an electronic?
No.
Okay. I just had to ask just to make sure I got that out of the way. We don't have it in this room, which limits me greatly. Is it of water based?
No. Oh, wait. What?
Water based.
I don't know how to answer that.
Mom! This is why it's so hard to play with you.
No. Well, okay. That's a trick question.
I didn't know if you thought water was living or not. I don't know how you science.
How?
Is it a plant?
Yes.
Ha! We shouldn't eat it, though.
No.
And you're grossed out by it.
Yes.
And I don't have it in this room, but no. But we know people that have it.
Yes.
Dad, what's a plant that grosses her out?
No.
That wasn't my question.
Oh, it was two. You have 6 more.
Oh, tobacco's not it. Okay, a plant that grosses you out. Does it gross you out because of the smell?
No.
I have 5 questions less. Okay, it's a plant. You should not eat it. It grosses her out. Could it be poison ivy? But why would I have that in my room? Why would she need to look around this room? These aren't questions. These are me beaming off of you, Dad. Because you looked around and you don't have it. But we know people who have it. So it wouldn't be poison ivy because we don't know anyone that has poison ivy.
I'm trying to think if I have one.
Okay, then it's not marijuana because she doesn't know if she has it or not.
We might have one.
You might have one.
You probably have one. Just not in this room.
I have one?
Yeah, you probably do. I could see you having one. It's not in this room.
I know, but I'm trying to see. Is it a spider web?
Through the walls? That's not a plant. What are you doing?
I don't know. I have.
Oh, this is such a good one. I did it. How many does she have left?
I have 5 left.
Ugh.
Dad, can you think of anything? It's not tobacco or marijuana or I don't think poison ivy. But it's a plant. Is a fish egg a plant? Oh, okay. That's my thing. I'm stuck on the whole plant thing. This is a riveting podcast. Sorry, everybody. I got stumped. She stumped me. I usually figure her out in like a second.
I think it's a plant.
Oh, dear God. This is why it's impossible to play with you.
Well, if you go into detail, it's not like, oh, it's a pencil. That was once a tree. That was living. That's, it's got so, lead in it. It's got.
Well, she knows she has mold, Dad.
There's mold in our walls at home.
Okay. Okay, so she doesn't know if it's a plant still. I think that's, isn't an herb? Cilantro!
No.
Dang it!
She's got, what, 2 questions left?
I thought it was cilantro for sure.
Oh my God, I'm so excited and I'm nervous and sweating at the same
time. I know,
time.
I'm going to give up. I don't think I can get
you
it.
Give up?
Yeah.
It's a sponge! Okay, is that a plant? A sponge was a plant.
It's not a plant.
It's in the ocean! We use one on baby Flynn.
What?
We wash him.
It's not a plant. It's a living.
Oh, that's why I said I wasn't sure if it was a plant.
Oh my God.
That's a good one.
That was a good one.
Sponge?
You never would have got it. I hate sponges. They're gross. They trap all the bacteria inside of them.
You tricked me.
No, I didn't.
You tricked me with what in the. You said it was once living.
What? Yeah. Yes, they live in the ocean.
What sponge are you talking about?
Sponges.
They come from the ocean.
Like,
there's artificial sponges.
There's artificial ones. That's why I said some are living and some aren't. That was a good one. Yes. Pat myself on the back.
Okay, fine. I got one. Go.
Cry. Okay. Is it in this room?
No.
Is it a sponge?
No. That would have been funny.
Is it living?
No.
Wait, I should have. I'm going to rephrase that. Is it?
No,
or was
you can't.
It,
no,
is it or was
no,
it living?
No, you said, is it living?
I am allowed.
Nope.
Because of my age.
No, you can't age me.
And did you're eating mine?
No.
Is or was it living?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, Dad.
Don't you.
We should put time limits on how
yeah,
fast
because
you have to
everyone's
ask
probably turned off.
Yeah, it's that mine took 10 minutes.
I give up. I do better if I have a subject. Like a subject, like it's a kitchen item or. Okay, so is it in your house?
Is the garage part of the house?
Yes.
Yes. Doesn't matter.
Do I own one?
Yes.
A car?
No.
Oh, I don't have a car in my garage. I couldn't fit one in. I'm trying to think what we both have in a garage.
I never said it was in the garage. I just asked if the garage was part of the house.
Do you have any ideas?
It is tricky, right? She got me with the whole living thing, plant thing.
Gotcha.
Well, now I got you.
You always get me.
You have 10 seconds. Ask another question.
One. Is it paint? Is it a shelf? Is it gardening things? Is it junk? Sports things.
No.
Car things.
Yes.
Oil.
Yeah.
Yes. I got it.
I was in between motor oil or cooking oil, and I was like, whatever one she figures out first. All right. Yay. Let's move on to some questions because
oil was once living.
Gotcha.
Motor oil was once living? Isn't it just a substance in the earth?
It's organic material.
All right, Dad, no, you're too much science. My dad just said oil was living, and I don't care to have this science in my face. So questions. Scandia asked how Snoop's relationship with Matt is. Snoop's obsessed with him, and Matt doesn't know how to handle all the attention because Blaze is definitely attached to me because dogs just kind of choose one alpha owner,
mm-hmm.
and Blaze chose me, and then Snoop hasn't decided yet, and Matt doesn't know what to do with all the attention, and it's kind of funny to me.
Cute.
And then Danny asks how Blaze and Snoop did during the fireworks. Snoop didn't care. He's a shelter dog, and he's heard it all before, so he just chilled. He'd look up every once in a while at a big boom, but Blaze kept me up all night because people in my neighborhood were shooting them off till like 5 a.m. And every time I thought it calmed down, I put Blaze to bed.
Yeah.
And I went to my bed, and then one would happen, and Blaze would come running into our room, and so I'd have to go back outside, and then he'd just whine if I closed the door. So I slept on the couch 4th of July night.
Fun.
With my dog. And every time a big one went off, I just had to assure him, noises can't hurt you. How does Cinderella do?
She did fine.
She doesn't care.
Well, no, she actually came in our room. Because
yeah.
Oh.
Shooting off stuff late at night.
Yeah, they, yeah, when it goes past the...
It's not as bad as when we had Bubba, and he would whine and be scared. And
they just don't know what it is. Yeah. And like, someone...
She does better when she's inside.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she just
I saw someone post online, like, please just chill with the fireworks. Like, it was before 4th of July. They were like, please just chill. My dog doesn't like it. And someone was like, just learn to enjoy it. They're like, enjoy my dog being
at
afraid?
2 a.m., 3 a.m.
Yeah, they're like, I can't like see nine. It. They're like, what are you talking about? It's not like I'm out there watching the fireworks with you. All I hear is a loud boom and my dog freaking out. How am I going to learn to enjoy that? What are you talking about? But 4th of July is over, so everyone stop with freaking fireworks. Millie asked, after asking us questions, how long does it take to write the script / choose the questions for the podcast? Oh, it's a whole whirlwind of different time frames for me. It depends how on top of it I am that day.
She does it all.
I do it all.
I just show up.
Which is all I need. I just need someone to talk to, pretty much. But yesterday, I forgot we had the podcast today. And then yesterday at my high school reunion, you texted me. When are we podcasting? And I was like,
time.
Oh, I don't know. I'll figure that out. I wrote this morning. It takes me about an hour. Mm-hmm. I write up all the news parts and then I ask questions. And I guess you guys have about an hour to respond unless I say like, remember to ask questions for like a couple days in advance, which I never do. But you guys can also comment below stuff, topics or questions. That's all another reason I wanted to do the YouTube channel, because I wanted another way to get involved and talk and stuff, because we have our Twitter podcast ATI, but now we have our YouTube channel, and I feel like that's going to be another way to like talk with you guys and communicate. Annalise says, can you do a Learning Sunday real quick about Broadway etiquette? So, because Colleen is going to Broadway.
Oh.
And I feel like the people, just the etiquette in the theater.
Oh.
Turn your phone off and do not look at it.
Yeah.
I think people often think that it's like a movie where like the actors can't see you. They will see a phone in the audience. Like it lights up.
And the people around you.
And the people around you. But like the same in the movie theater. People don't care. Like, oh, they can deal with a second. It throws off the person on stage. So put your phone away. You're not allowed to film or take pictures. Don't eat. I feel like that's a thing. Are you allowed to eat?
I don't know. I've been to a few Broadway shows, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But same. I wouldn't have eaten in there.
Basically, just
enjoy the show.
Go and the whole thing while you're there is just watch the show. Don't look at your phone. Don't try and eat a dinner. I mean, I think
go to the bathroom before the show starts.
Go to the bathroom, because everything you do, the people on stage see, and it distracts them.
And it distracts
the other people trying that paid a lot of money to go see it.
Yeah.
So it's not a movie. Remember, it's not a movie. And at the end, give a standing ovation.
Yeah.
That's all. And then Tautus. Sure. Will you make any more pens as merch? Maybe a Snoop pen. I want to. I think we're going to launch a new merch line with a new merch company in August. That's my goal. So I will be closing both my shops at the end of July. So go buy what you want on my DFTBA account and my Spreadshirt account. You can go to my website, rachelballingercomedy.com, to find those sites. They're all going to get shut down at the end of the month. The places
for bigger and better things.
For bigger and better things. All right. So that's it. That's all I have to say today. Mom, do you have anything else to add?
I do not.
Dad, do you have anything to add?
There's a new Little Mermaid.
Oh, I forgot to talk about that. Because it was in my racist section, and I just glanced through that, because
people are being very rude.
My dad wants me to talk about Little Mermaid. So, Disney announced that they're doing a live animated version of Little Mermaid, and they said that, what is her name?
Haley Bailey.
That's why I was confirming her name. I've never heard it said out loud. I've just seen it in a bunch of articles. She's a very talented...
Haley Bailey.
Haley Bailey.
Oh, I thought they were talking about
Halle Berry. Halle Berry. And Halle like, Berry Bailey isn't. No.
It's Halle. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that makes more sense. Okay.
I'm talking about a young,
yes,
very talented,
I couldn't figure out why they chose.
Black woman is playing Ariel.
Yes.
So the racists are just all afoot. They've had a hard week, you guys. The racists have had a hard week. Most people are very supportive, except the racists. They had to deal with Nike pulling their racist flag. They had to deal with cops not being nicely asked to leave Starbucks. And they had to deal with Ariel, a fictional mermaid, being black instead of white. So they've had a rough one, guys. They've had a really rough week, them racists. It's just a moment of silence for them. But no. So someone made a good point. Her race has absolutely nothing to do with the storyline at all.
None.
And they were like, well, I grew up with her white.
Well, that's okay. Fine.
That's nice. But who says it has to be?
Who says what mermaids are? Have you seen a mermaid?
There was also a black mermaid in Little Mermaid. Thank just you. So everyone knows. And okay. That's it. But I don't know. I just don't see why it's an issue other than
it's
people
not
are
issue.
Saying
it shouldn't
that
be
it
an issue.
Was, I don't know.
I
did see someone tweet, the racists, the white people are mad about Little Mermaid being black. Wait till they hear what race Jesus was. He had brown skin. He was Jewish, but... Middle Eastern. Yeah, he was Middle Eastern, not a white dude with a beard, as all of the white men texts have described him as. So he was Middle Eastern. That'll throw him through a loop. All right. Now that we're... I think we've talked about everything now.
Have we?
It's been a real racist week.
Okay.
We talked about birth control.
The earth moved.
That's about it. None of it was very, like, internet-y.
Internet-nutty?
Internet-y. I'm going to be done talking. Mom, do you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.